Madam Chair, distinguished members of the forum, thank you for giving me the opportunity to raise our concerns and issues on the human rights condition of the Mongolian people in China. As the main theme of this forum is statelessness, here I would like to raise the following specific issues in regard to statelessness affecting the Mongolian people in China. First is China's criminalization of Mongolian dissidents in exile and the refugee community in general. Due to China's increasingly oppressive policies toward Mongolian dissidents, writers, activists, and even ordinary herders, thousands of Mongolians have gone in exile in many countries, in particular in the neighboring independent country of Mongolia. Pressured by China, the government of Mongolia has no choice but to deport many of them back to China. For instance, in the case of Mr. Batsanga, China even sent its police to Mongolia to carry out the arrest right in front of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugee Office in the independent country's capital city, Ulaanbaatar, not only disrespecting the sovereignty of Mongolia, but also violating the international law. Mr. Batsanga and his family members were deported back to China and he was thrown into jail. Two other exiles, Mr. Dalebatar and Mr. Tulgur, were also deported back to China from Mongolia under similar circumstances. Many other refugees are still facing similar threats in Mongolia due to China's mounting pressure on the Mongolian government. Second is the status of what I call the internal statelessness or de facto second-class citizen status of the Mongolian people in China. Not only are the Mongolian people denied basic human rights and fundamental freedoms, but also their very survival as distinct peoples threatened by the Chinese. Mongolians like Mr. Hada, who demanded a genuine autonomy as guaranteed by the Chinese constitutions, was imprisoned and placed under indefinite house arrest. Nomadic way of life, the very foundation of Mongolian culture and identity, has completely been eradicated. The grasslands, the cradle of nomadic civilization, are turned into mining pits. Mongolian schools at rural levels are either eliminated or converted to Chinese ones. Mongolians who defended their land and rights are arrested, detained, and sent to jail. China is a signatory to multiple UN human rights